Well, let's ask for help. Our blessed God and Father, we give thanks for thy love. We thank thee once again for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that we are brought into a relationship with thee, not only as God, our Creator, but as our Father. And we pray for a word from thee by thy Spirit. We pray for help along the way in this pathway of faith for each one of us. And we pray for help in thy the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I suppose that children will learn, be happy to know that I'm not Paul. I won't speak till midnight. The have a kind of an interesting story to tell. Interesting because it happened this morning. I was walking down that path over here, coming down with a friend, and all of a sudden I noticed that she was kind of hobbling a little bit with her right foot, and she said, "Ow," and kind of picked at her sandal, and we walked a little bit farther, and it kept on hurting, and then I finally stopped and said, "Here, hold my hand," and she was working with the sandal, and then suddenly realized something. She turned her foot, and she pulled out this. This thorn had gotten on the pathway, and she had stepped on it. And I'm not looking to talk about this thorn, but kind of what happened. So I was with a friend, and I noticed that she was having a problem. This friend is my wife. She was having a problem, and, you know, she felt it, I saw it, we kept walking a little bit. Again, it happened, and then we stopped. We kind of caught our bearings a little bit more and got the problem fixed. Well, I was thinking of you children and young people, and of how you treat your siblings is kind of important. It's been said that how you treat your sister might be how you kind of treat others. Maybe a wife. Are you being kind to your sisters? Are you being kind to your brothers? Seeking to make things easier for them? Well, another question is, how are you treating your friends? Or, more in particular, other believers at your young age? Are you kind of having your own friends and hanging out together? Are you pushing out somebody? Or are you bringing them in to your group of friends? Why is that important? Well, the way you're doing it now as a child, as a young person, it kind of affects you in how you do it when you're older. Let's look at Romans chapter 12 to see how we are to treat one another. Because we're not just friends. We didn't come to this camp as just a bunch of friends that like each other, though I trust that we do. We didn't come here together because we belong to an organization that kind of huddled us up together, or we have a certain values, or a political thing, Republicans, all this stuff of the world. The reason we came together and the reason we are together is because we are believers in Christ Jesus. The reason that we're together and that we love one another is because we're exhorted to by Christ Himself. Love one another. How does the world know that we are Christians, that we are His disciples? It's because we love one another. And we all have different things that are anomalies. We have different things that are kind of rough sometimes. I may be in a bad mood one day and cut somebody short. I saw an older brother who was in a hurry and he cut a sister a little bit short. She cried about it. The brother had the address. And I pondered about that. What was it that the sister was thinking? Being hurt. But we ought to have grace one for another, love one for another, because we are members of the body of Christ. Romans chapter 12. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. I don't believe that this honor, preferring one another, has to do with gift. Like, one brother can speak better and I should give him honor. It's just an honor, preferring one another above myself. When I think of myself and who I am in my own nature, that's just horrible. I am to prefer, honor, preferring one another. I would seek to build up another member of the body of Christ. Why? Because Christ loves them. Does He not want each one of us to be encouraged, strengthened, helped along the way? I was thinking in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as well. Perhaps it's in another portion. But it talks about being given to hospitality. And I think about this camp, and hospitality is where you have other people into your home and you seek to encourage them and to help them along. You know, we're not just friends. And I thought about a couple of experiences in my life I'd like to share. And I was going through some difficult times with a project that I'm not really good at. And it had to do with remodeling, getting a bathroom fixed up. And a brother came, and he was very busy. But he came, and he took time and to help me out to remodel this bathroom. And there was another time, and another brother came and helped with a different bathroom, because I'm not very good at that. But they gave of their time to help out. You know, it looks pretty clean out here. And again, as young people, children, how does it happen that this ball field is all clean? Well, I noticed there were some people that picked it up. There's things that we can do to make it easier for others. You know, it's an event like this, it takes a lot of work. And I've appreciated seeing many young people in the that have signed up and gone there and slaved away, you might say. But you did it because you wanted to help out. Let's not help out because we feel obligated to, but we want to lift up, help the burden that is on those who plan these things, and help to ease that burden. But I bring the example of the remodeling, and it can be other things. Perhaps you see or notice someone and they haven't been out one night. Maybe they haven't responded. Maybe they haven't been out two nights to the assembly meetings. It is difficult for some of us to reach out. Personally, I try not to get into people's business. But you know what? The state of their soul is our business, isn't it? They're members of the body of Christ. If a member falters, we're to go and encourage them, seek them out. Maybe just a call or a word. So, right now as children and young people, if you seek to strive to reach out to others, it'll be easier when you grow older. There is I'll just speak bluntly. There's this thing in this world right now, and it talks about husbands and wives and having their own little social groups. Girls' night out or guys' night out, this and that. And I thought about that a little bit, and I don't know, someone can point it out to me, but I don't really see that in Scripture. It says, the two shall be made one flesh. Your best friend should be the person that the Lord provides for you as a husband or as a wife. And I think of us as those of us who are married, and just encourage us to seek to do that. Sharing our hopes, our dreams, or, you know, when I have a bad day, sometimes I shut down a little bit. I don't want to talk about it. It's just like so frustrating. But when I open up and talk to my wife, I mean, it lifts things up, and she can understand and, you know, help me out in this situation. Now, what about those of you that aren't married? Well, First off, you have the Lord, and I do as well. You also have a parent or two I trust that love you. They want to know what's going on in your life, how you're feeling. They don't want to pry, but they like to know so that they can help you. You might have struggles, and they love you, and they want to help you. They've had struggles before in their lives. They know friends who have struggles, and they love you. God has provided them for you, and they love you. Can you tell that they love you? You have a wonderful, blessed heritage. Your parents love you. There are children in this world who have no parents. There are children in this world whose parents don't love them. Parents who love you. You have parents who love you. When you get to be older, in your teens, remember your parents love you. They want to help you. They want you to grow in the grace of God. They want you to mature in your Christian walk. They want you to be happy. And you know what? You have other people that love you too, because you are a part. If you are truly saved, you're a part of the body of Christ. And we all want you to succeed. We want you to have a spiritual life, a communion with Christ, a joy that is not of this world. And we want you to have that close relationship with Christ. Well, that's about all I believe I have. Let's give thanks. Our blessed God and Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming down and showing the Father full of grace and truth. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that in your obedience and your love, obedience to the Father and love to us, you went through that cross, bearing the punishment we deserved. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou art risen and are seeking to mold us by thy Spirit, conform us to thine image, being more like thee. How beautiful you are. Help us once again, we pray, to be attracted to thee, to have an affection for thee, to have our eyes upon thee. We thank you so much for thy word and thy Spirit. We pray to thee, our God and Father, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.